Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Abi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chil Mechal, Arini, Kaparas Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We are in Sefer Yishayo today. We cover Perek Chaf. And so in the previous Nevuah, Masa Mitzrayim Yishayo, I told us about what was going to be the future of Mitzrayim. But we know from Malachim Bet, towards the end, that somewhere around during the reign of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the king of Ashur, Sanherib, decided that after he had conquered the Aseret HaShvatim and some of Malchus Yehuda, he was going to set aside his eyes on Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. And some of the people in Yerushalayim had turned to Mitzrayim for assistance, which Yishayahu HaNavi criticized, and the people of Ashur made fun of. And so therefore, before trying to overrun Yerushalayim, Sanherib had heard about an alliance of Egypt and Cush to uprise against Ashur. And this was led by Tirhaka, the king of Cush. And before going away to go deal with that unrest, the people from Ashur, the Assyrians, sent a message to Chizkiyahu not to think that they were giving up on Yerushalayim. They're going to come, they're going to complete their conquest. And sure enough, after they defeat Mitzrayim and Cush, Sanherib does come to Yehuda. But of course, as he thinks he's going to win, the one who walks away upset is going to be Sanherib, because what happens on that mysterious night is something Yishayahu has referred to quite a bit over the course of this Sefer. And so, Yishayahu talks about this very short nevuah he had during that period in time when the Assyrian general Tartan had to move his forces to deal with this uprising. And he's told by Sargon, the commander-in-chief, the king of Ashur, to conquer Ashdod, which he does. And this discusses what the conquest is like. And indeed, Hashem speaks to Yishayahu ben Amoz during that time, and he says, I want you to go ahead to put on to open up your sackcloth. You see, Yishayahu HaNavi had been wearing a sackcloth since the exile of the Aseret HaShvatim. And now he's told to take off the sackcloth and take off his shoes, walk around literally almost naked. The Gemara doesn't mean he was told to walk around naked, but rather it means he was told to wear begadim bluyin and menalayim amitulayim. He was supposed to wear tattered clothing, and he's supposed to wear shoes that were also tattered. So suggests the Gemara in Yuma. And that was supposed to go on for 3 years. In fact, Radak is of the opinion that this nebuah, it did not exactly happen. The point is that Yishayahu HaNavi was supposed to talk as though it happened, but it's not so clear that all the Mefarshim agree. So Hashem speaks to Yishayahu and he says, look, just like Yishayahu is walking around with Arom v'Yachif, undressed, with torn clothing and barefoot, right, so too, that's the way the king of Ashur is going to have the people of Mitzrayim and the people of Cush running around, also without any clothing anymore. Young and old are walking around naked and barefoot, and they'll be broken and ashamed because of Cush and because of Mitzrayim. And they'll say, on that day, V'yama Yoshev ha'iyah zeh v'yom ahu, hine ko mi batenu asher nasnu sham le'ezra li natsum ne'amelch asher v'echni mali tanachnu. If this is the way that we look at the people who we looked up to, right, you thought your hopes for defense from against the people of Ashur was going to come from these people in disgrace who are walking around uncovered and walking around naked in their disgrace. Look, what are you going to do at this point? Look at those soldiers. Look at those people of Mitzrayim. You should be looking somewhere else. And the goal, therefore, is for you guys to take the message. If you put your trust in Mitzrayim and in Cush, right, you're debasing yourself in public. The Egyptians and their neighbors would soon be humiliated, and they're going to be led away into exile. And that's supposed to make an impression onto the people. Of course, according to Radak, that if this was all only reported, the message is very much diminished. So in the end of the Nevuah, Yishayahu was saying that the bottom line is when the people of Yehuda learn of the actual humiliation of the Egyptians by the Assyrians, they'll wonder how could they have ever hoped to escape to Mitzrayim to be saved, when the heroes are being vanquished in the most humiliating way. And that's a message for us to think about also. It's not about who we're going to turn to for our assistance. Me'ayin yavo Ezri, Ezri me'im Hashem, osei shamayim v'aretz. Where is my salvation going to come? Our salvation comes from Hashem. And Yishayahu again is banging home that message in the name of God, that that's what we have to do. It's not the Democrats and the Republicans, and it's not this country or that country. But the bottom line is, if we're waiting for betterment in our lives, the place we have to turn is towards Hashem. Have a great day.